Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Dwight Eisenhower was a fool for golf. John Kennedy played touch football. Richard Nixon is said to have enjoyed bowling. Barack Obama has achieved some expertise in hoopology. But the U.S. is no place to look for a president who plays soccer. For that, one needs to travel to Burundi, as this story from Anjali Nair demonstrates.
On a Sunday morning walk in the hills of Gatoke, the diplomatic neighborhood overlooking the city, I'm overtaken by a mob of enthusiastic runners. I break into a jog to catch up. The group's name is Abafata Namunda, or those who support one another, and they do a loop of the city every Sunday. It takes several hours. I ask why everyone in Burundi is so, well, sporty. A runner named Mutima tells me Sunday is the day for sports. Even the president plays sports on Sunday. True to his reputation, that weekend late last year, the president, Pierre Nkurunziza, was playing sports. He was in Gitega, about 50 kilometers east of Bujumbura, playing with his soccer team, Hallelujah FC. A fitting name considering the president is a born-again Christian. The sight of His Excellency, a 46-year-old burly goal scorer, tearing down the soccer field at high speed, has become a common spectacle around the country. President Nkurunziza plays three times a week. In Gitega, locals crowd around the field hoping for a glimpse of the president. They've become his personal cheering squad, celebrating every time he handles the ball. The president's team wins 3-0, but he says sports aren't just about the score.
Sports helps build friendships and sports brings people together. It's very important because after that you can develop socially as you have better communication.
Who better to coach the people of Burundi into a healthy and active lifestyle than a former coach and teacher? President Nkurunziza started his career teaching physical education and coaching soccer before ethnic clashes in Bujumbura in the 1990s forced him to flee. Relations between the ethnic Hutu majority and the Tutsi minority had been tense throughout the region since independence from Belgium in the 1960s. But the relations degenerated further in the 1990s, leading to a civil war that killed at least 300,000 people in Burundi, around 800,000 in Rwanda, and millions more in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo continues to this day. During the war, President Nkurunziza was the leader of a Hutu rebel movement called CNDD, or Forces for the Defense of Democracy. And after a truce between factions in 2005, he became the country's president. In the narrow lanes of Bujumbura's central market, people are wary of speaking out against their footballing president. But away from the crowds, I get the real story from two shoppers.
I don't have anything against football, but, you know, you're president. You have something more important to do than football. That's the reason why they voted for him. They didn't want a football player. In his policies, it wasn't about football. It was about leading the country.
Yeah, well, one thing that bothers me sometimes is that, you know, we'd like our country to be respected. It's good to have a fun president, but someone who actually does work would also be really good for us. You know, create jobs, find resources for the country, sort out the political mess, free political prisoners. There's a lot to do.
People here do admit, if nothing else, that President Nkurunziza, through his life of leisure, has managed to lighten the mood in Burundi. The president bikes the streets his predecessors drove in armored cars, and this relaxed atmosphere is helping lessen ethnic tensions.
Soccer is a complete game because you use all parts of the body. The arms, the legs, the spirit, the heart, the brain. After the war, soccer has helped in reinforcing ties, friendship, and a spirit of tolerance.
L'esprit, le cœur, le cerveau, tout.
That's Colonel Augustin Nibaruta. He's tall, slim, and composed. I meet up with his soccer team, FC Tempête, at their clubhouse near Lake Tanganyika in the capital. On the 5th of February, the country's Unity Day, the Tempête hosted a reconciliation match between Hutus and Tutsis.
I am Hutu, and that guy over there is Tutsi. We play soccer together to show people that we are the same and that we can live together in harmony.
The important thing is not to win, but to participate. That guy, he's my friend. He is more than my friend.
The message is being passed on to Burundi's next generation, too. Next to the Tempête's grounds, around 40 young boys between the ages of 8 and 12 are practicing one-touch passes in oversized green Puma uniforms. Their coach is Jean-Jacques Ndadishimije, or Mulume for short. He's a former player for one of the country's best teams, FC Vitalo. Mulume told me his boys train twice a week and four times a week when school's out. Their goal is to play in Burundi's professional league, or even better, in Europe. But does training together really help repair the past, I ask? Mulume says that when the boys play here, tribal issues are left behind. Tutsis, Hutus, and even other communities play together. He doesn't see issues between the boys like he used to. Now, there is peace. Despite President Nkurunziza's best efforts to bring together the country through sport, there is a long way to go before there is real and lasting peace in Burundi. And it will be a difficult goal until Burundi's neighbors, Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo, solve the ethnic issues within their borders, on or off the field. For Only a Game, I'm Anjali Nair.
Anjali Nair's story about the soccer-driven fitness campaign underway in Burundi will be featured in this week's program. We'll also be checking in on the Winter Olympics, which open Friday in Vancouver. We'll hear from Sadie Babbitts, who has been collecting impressions of the various venues for us, and John Powers will be joining me from Vancouver as the games get underway. I'll also be talking with James Hirsch, the author of a new biography of Willie Mays, the greatest of all baseball players. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.